From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
This week on Alt Latino, we're listening to some brand new music. We've got vatos, we've got piñatas, we have cervezas.
We're lighting a jungle fire.
And we're lighting that fire with some killer Afro-Caribbean rhythms from this song, Que Quiero Volver, or I Want to Go Back, by Captain Planet.
So I googled Captain Planet and found a punk band from Hamburg. I'm guessing it's not the same Captain Planet.
This Captain Planet is a globe-trotting DJ producer type, and this album is a funky collection of dance floor grooves, some down-tempo, but mostly he's an expert at one of my favorite things these days. He creates these amazing sonic landscapes in which he brings in these sounds and rhythms from different cultures and meshes them together, like on this last track. This is could be anywhere from Central America to South America, but it certainly has an indigenous feel. And this track also featured the Argentine electronic cumbia queen, La Yegros.
I love it, and I love her. She's really been kind of boiling in the scene. We've been talking about her for a while now. La Yegros is doing this really cool, like, new cumbia is what it's called. And it's like cumbia mixed with electronica. And she started off with one of our favorite music collectives, ZZK Records.
One of the handful of labels that we really like to receive records from here at Alt Latino.
Well, this last weekend, I did a lot of house cleaning. And, you know, I like to have a little soundtrack while I'm cleaning my house. And my soundtrack was Latin soul and Latin jazz. But I've also been getting into this really cool new wave of Latin soul, Latin R&B, Latin jazz singers. And definitely it's like this new obsession for me. And one of the artists that I'm really tripping about is a Puerto Rican singer called Calma Carmona. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, but just listen to this cover that she did of Nina Simone's I Got Life. It takes a lot of nerve to do a cover of Nina Simone, and it takes a lot of talent to get it done right. So check it out. No tengo casa, no tengo cama, nada de comer, no tengo falda, no tengo clase, no tengo bata, no tengo nombre. No tengo iglesia, no tengo amigo, no tengo hijo, ningún marido, no tengo raza, ningún perfume.
That was brilliant. What she did was mix a very, very traditional Puerto Rican bomba underneath a Nina Simone song with her own individual vocal style. Jasmine, that track really blew me away. That was awesome.
I spoke to Calma Carmona this weekend, and I asked her a little bit about this song, and she pointed out that before this was a Nina Simone cover, it was a medley from the musical Hair. In any case, I'm just super excited about this new wave of Latin singers who are just putting a new spin on Latin soul and Latin grooves and Latin jazz, and I'm definitely going to be bringing in a little bit more of that in the next coming shows.
Okay, let's keep the spotlight on female singers, but let's move it from Latin soul to Latin, I don't know what to call it, Latin contemporary sound with this next track that you brought in.
This is the band Salt Cathedral. This is a song, Tease. And you've actually heard this band before on the show, but with another name. First, let's listen to the track. This is Tease.
Jasmine, you're bringing it today, man. That track was amazing. Obviously, her voice just had me like hypnotized, but the rhythm tracks underneath and the chords and the music, the way it was structured, when I heard this track, I was mesmerized. I couldn't pull myself away.
This is Salt Cathedral. And, you know, a while back, I brought this band of Colombians living on the East Coast called El Abanico. I don't know if you remember that. This is members of that same band, and now they're doing a project called Salt Cathedral, and they're based in New York City. And I don't know, I really like the sound. It has like a very ethereal, like you said, like a very mesmerizing ethereal vocals. And that's like another trend that you're seeing now in Latin music. And El Lado Negro from Brooklyn, Bomba Estéreo from Colombia, who are just kind of playing with this very airy kind of feel.
Okay, next up, I've got a band that's not very airy. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's very, very concrete. Concrete jungle, I guess you could say. This band is called Jungle Fire. This is a title track from their new album, Tropicoso.
That's really cool. You know, I'm always fascinated by the story of how you, Felix Contreras, you're from, you know, Mexican-American, from California, and you just really fell in love with this Afro-Caribbean sound, and not only fell in love with it, I mean, for listeners who don't know, Felix is a virtuoso player of all types of percussion. And
don't go too far with that.
It's true. But I'm always really curious about how Afro-Caribbean music got to the West Coast.
Okay, this band is from L.A. They're a Latin funk band, and it's a throwback to the 70s, okay, the early 70s, the sound of my youth. And that's when I hear this band, I hear groups like El Chicano, War, two Southern California bands, Tower of Power from the East Bay there in Oakland, Santana, of course, from the streets of San Francisco. And they, like me, fell under the spell of Afro-Caribbean music that came from the East Coast, primarily through salsa, primarily through the early days of salsa and the early days of Fania. And then also the mixing of Afro-Caribbean and R&B, like with Willie Bobo and Mongo Santa Maria. So all of that music came, and that's what influenced the sound. Norteños and corridos and cumbias, all of that stuff didn't really influence young people during that time because that was our parents' music. We were interested in something new and something fresh, and that wasn't necessarily part of our background. So that's where that influence came from. And bands, especially Santana and Azteca and Malo from the Bay Area, all of those San Francisco bands, they dug deep into that Afro-Cuban sound.
Did you ever, like, when you were a teenager, did you ever, like, blast this kind of Afro-Caribbean music at home, and your parents were like, what is this?
You know, I did, and my parents didn't put up a fight at all because they really liked all the sounds that we were hearing. It's not too far of a journey from, you know, Afro-Caribbean to the influence of cumbia back in those days in the early 70s, really straight ahead tropical cumbia from Mexico City. So it all sort of melded together into this new sound. And my parents, as musicians say, have pretty big ears. They like to listen to a lot of different things, and they took it all in stride.
I wonder if Doña Carmen Contreras would like the song I brought in next, which is Cerveza by Chingo Bling.
She would not dig that name, but but let's hear it anyway. Todos a bailar. I'm the star spangled banner, dress up like a chatter. To all you player haters, then me placa, so te placo. Lucy, I'm home, Chingo, Ricardo. I get my superpowers out this little tequila bottle. The world is my piñata, I break it with my riata. Who the little ace, putting Houston on the mapa. Cause we jacked and made a waste and threw him on a cumbia rhythm. Best of all, Chapo, ain't nobody fucking with him. I'm cruising up the boulevard, damn, I'm looking clean. Suited up in Buddha, swag, back like Shaggy. On top of my jefito, cause of him nunca me aguito. My music on the street, they say them hot like cafecito. And one time for my jefita, nacida en Tamaulipas. God flow, lyrics come out, agua bendita. America be looking like a party y no invitan. So we crash the party and be like we brought fajitas. America be looking like a party but no invitan. So we crash the party and be like we brought fajitas. And I beat it up to Sonora Dinamita. Threw a party on the tata, be like girl I brought fajitas, America be looking like a party but no invitan. So we crash the party and be like we brought fajitas. And I beat it up to Sonora Dinamita. Threw a party on the torta, be like girl I brought fajitas, girl I brought fajitas. We in this, how we in this, how we in this, how we in. The color of my skin got these bitches jumping in. We pull up at the party, hopping out, we brought mariachis. But she ain't even hungry cause I just fed her kolache. Don't lie, I look feeding me. Believe me, your prima and your sister said they wanna double team it. I'm chilling with La Mama and she looking just like Selma. We sipping on Coronas, feel the breeze under the palmas. It's a party, it's a party. Bitch, I brought fajitas. Put this in your pancita, I got me for all the mijas. Need a triller, set a trill, the realest of the real. She staring at her cheeks, thinking all those really real. And bitches be like, ooh, that's him. They used to pass me up, but now they wanna get on film. Yeah. And I beat it up to Sonora. Dinamita, threw a party on the torta, sweet like girl, I brought fajitas. America be looking like a party, but no invitan. So we crash the party and be like we brought fajitas. And I beat it up to Sonora Dinamita. Threw a party on the torta, be like girl, I brought fajitas. America be looking like a party, but no invitan. So we crash the party and be like we brought fajitas. And I beat it up to Sonora Dinamita. Threw a party on the torta, be like girl, I brought fajitas. 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 Girl, I brought fajitas.
What do you think of this, B?
I really like the way these younger musicians, these young kids these days, I really like the way they play with tradition, especially with cumbia and some of the bands doing stuff with norteño and corridos and accordions. They're chopping it up. They're slowing it down. They're making something familiar sound very, very new. And my hat's off to these guys. I really like this stuff.
Yeah, I actually would love Tingo Bling to be on our show as a guest DJ. We do invite DJs pretty often to spin some of their favorite records and play a set for us. And I just really like what he's doing. It's like very Tex-Mex, but also with a strong hip-hop influence. I just think he's great.
We're going to keep things very Mexican-American, very Southwest, very Chicano right now. We're going to play this song, Vato Perron, by Piñata Protest. It proves that conjunto punk is alive and well in the Southwest.
Are there a lot of conjunto punk bands?
They are the only ones that I know of, and I really dig them.
You know, I saw them live in Austin once, and they are just so good live. So much fun. I mean, if you've never seen a dude rocking out on his accordion down on his knees and just, like, going crazy, I mean, you got to see Piñata Protest.
Jasmine, this album was released in May of 2013, but we're playing this today because if you go to our website at npr.org/altlatino, you'll be able to see a brand new video that was shot in San Antonio by filmmaker Jim Mendiola, and it captures the energy and the spirit of this song and this band perfectly. Okay, Jasmine, from punk to pop to close the show, Brazilian pop to be exact. This is a new track from the Brazilian band Da Cruz featuring vocalist Mariana Da Cruz. The new album is called Disco e Progresso. This track is called Rola a Bola.
De futebol. Me.
that's going to do it for this week. Let us know what you thought of the music, and let us know what you thought of the show. You can do that at our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.